Good morning and welcome once again to InFocus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Deborah Walker, a community health worker outreach with the Family Circle of Care in East Texas. Good morning, Deborah. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure being here.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Family Circle of Care. Deborah, we had one of your other workers, Jennifer Blake, on a little over a year ago talking about the Family Circle of Care, started as a spinoff of the Northeast Texas Public Health District, also known as NetHealth. And for about the last 7 years, it's been an independent nonprofit agency. But tell us just a little bit about the Family Circle of Care in general, what it is, what you strive to do.
Well, what we're striving to do is to bring more medical care to the community. And we're doing that by outreach. We're going out into the community at different events and letting people know where we are and how we can be of service to them as far as their health is concerned. We have clinics. We have three clinics in Tyler and one in Jacksonville and one in Athens.
And the idea is just to provide a broad spectrum of medical care for the entire community.
Correct.
Okay, and I know you largely target people who are lower income, but anybody's welcome. That's as I understand it.
Yes, anyone is welcome. One of the things that I was told and I see in our clinics is that we will not turn anyone around.
Turn anyone down?
Turn anyone down.
Uh-huh.
If someone comes to the clinic and they have no way to pay for the services, we will not turn them away. We have counselors on staff. We have social services. And we have sliding fee scale that we will put into place so that we will be able to see the patient.
Okay. And you've been on the job now for about 6 months. You tell me you're a retired teacher, and the fact that you're a community health worker in the outreach sector just really kind of seems to dovetail with that. What is your responsibility? It's kind of self-explanatory, but you basically just kind of go around the communities and tell people what the Family Circle of Care is all about, right?
Oh yeah, I do. And I enjoy it so much because I lived away for a while from Smith County, from Tyler. And when I came back, I just realized what a beautiful place we have here and how friendly the people are. And I just have a compassion for family. And Family Circle of Care has that same compassion for the families. And that's one of the things that we want to see thrive in East Texas, because that is the whole support system for our community, is the family. And if we can keep a healthy family, then everything else should fall in place.
Now, what you do as far as going out into the community, you'll set up booths at different types of events where people come and just stand at the table or sit at the table and provide materials and brochures and answer questions about it might be a health fair or just one of the various and sundry different types of community fairs we see around East Texas. That's one of the things you do. You're also available if somebody wants you to come and talk to their church group or civic club or any group that meets and wants to bring in speakers from around the community, you're available for that as well, right?
We are. We are. The one thing we ask is that you give us plenty of time before the event. Let us know what is required and more of the target population so that we will have enough manpower to take care of the crowd. We welcome children all the time. We have giveaways, a lot of brochures. We have personnel that will be able to sit and talk and spend time with you.
Okay. And how do they do that? We'll tell them right now. The main number that people need to call, and people who have been involved with what's now the Christus Health System in East Texas are familiar with this number. I think it's been their main number for years, going back to the Mother Francis days. Yes. 903-535-9041. That is the best starter number for anybody wanting services, wanting questions answered about the family circle of care. From there, they will refer you to the individual or sector of the family circle of care that you need to be referred to, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Also online, tfcctmfhs.info. tfcctmfhs.info is the website. You can go there and find all sorts of information,
yes,
details about the services you provide, other phone numbers that you may want to call for different reasons, and of course, the social media are on there as well. Since 1993, as I understand it, the clinics have met the needs of women and children in East Texas. It was initially formed in collaboration with Mother Francis Hospital and Dr. David Dalton. And I believe I may have misspoken a little bit. I don't believe that the Family Circle of Care was actually a spinoff of the Northeast Texas Public Health District, although, go ahead and explain
that. It was a spinoff from Trinity Mother Francis.
That's right. And you do have a close affiliation with MedHealth.
Yes.
But you were actually a spinoff of Mother Francis, later Trinity Mother Francis, and now Christus family of hospitals and care clinics. And then in 2011, you became an independent nonprofit agency, which was pretty much the plan all along under the auspices of what's known as a federally qualified health center, which has to meet certain qualifications.
Yes.
And is for that reason able to provide better services. You get more grant money, and you're just able to serve the community better if you have that status. Mm-hmm. And family practice service line added later on, and now you have a total of 5 different clinics. Let's go over each of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at the top. On the basis of what is on your website. The Family Practice and Women's Services Clinic, which has a strong emphasis, you tell me, on OBGYN.
Yes.
That is at 928 North Glenwood. That's just north of Fun Forest Park as you're headed up Glenwood Boulevard. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit more about some of the specific services that are offered at that clinic.
At that clinic, we have a licensed social worker. We do have the OB doctors that are housed there. We have family medicine is also there. So not only do we have women's health, but men's health. And that is one of the things. We want the men to come in to get checked out also. So we have that at that clinic.
Okay, that's at 928 North Glenwood, and they're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., which are pretty common hours of operation anyway for all of your or most of your clinics. I think there's one that we'll get to in a minute that's only open until 5, but pretty much during the business day, people can come in. Then there are 2 pediatrics clinics. One is at 2990 North Broadway Avenue near Waldert Park, and also the pediatrics clinic at 214 East Houston Street.
Yes.
And again, largely self-explanatory, but what are some of the specific services you offer at those two clinics?
At those two clinics, now we do see pediatrics, and also, which includes the newborn babes.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in, usually 3 days, 4 days old, we will see them. But that's what we specialize in,
okay,
is children.
And just a broad range of services under pediatrics.
Uh-huh.
Talking to Deborah Walker today on In Focus, I'm John Sims. Deborah Walker is a community health worker specializing in outreach with the Family Circle of Care based in Tyler, also with clinics in Jacksonville and Athens. And as luck would have it, that's where we're going right now. Tell us about the clinic in Jacksonville. That's at 510 East Commerce Street, right downtown. I used to live in Jacksonville, so that's familiar turf for me.
Okay. Jacksonville has a clinic that I believe it's 2 years now.
That sounds about right, yeah.
That we've had the clinic there. And again, they have all the services housed in that one clinic. And that's the same for the Athens clinic. So they have the PD, the OBGYN, and the women's health.
All righty. So the Jacksonville and Athens clinics pretty much provide the same services. Uh-huh. 1001 North Palestine Street in Athens is the address for that one. And that's the one that's open from 8 to 5. All the other clinics are open from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Yeah. And, of course, if you want more information, the main number that you need to call is 903-535-9041. You can also go on, and I do strongly recommend personally that you go on the website, tfcc.tmfhs.info. Okay, that's just kind of a quick rundown of where your clinics are and the different services you offer. We're going to be going into more detail about some of those as we go through the show. But right now, what we really want to showcase is a couple of new programs that you have.
Yes.
The first one is called Centering Pregnancy. This just started on December 6th, so it's a brand new program. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
This program has been in the making for over a year now because research has shown that Northeast Texas has a high infant mortality rate.
Yes, I knew that.
And also preterm births. So we're trying to help correct that. And one of the things that we found through research was a model called Centering Pregnancy. And this was new for East Texas. They do offer centering in Dallas and the Fort Worth area, Austin. So there are larger areas in Texas that have started this model. And it has shown that infant mortality, the infant mortality rate, and also preterm births has decreased. And what it is, it's a model of group prenatal care that includes health assessment, education, and support.
Okay.
So we have a circle, a group of 8 to 12 women, and they're at the gestational ages. They meet together. They discuss pregnancy, birth, nutrition, breastfeeding, childcare, safety, new mothering issues. Over 10 sessions. So our first one started December the 6th, and that group is to graduate in May.
Okay, and you have a total of 10 sessions, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this includes your regular checkup.
Yes.
And the concept, you tell me, is to find support for pregnant women. You get to meet with your provider.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same provider each time, and
yes,
they get to spend time with the provider and bond with others in the group. How
yes,
important is that bonding piece?
Isn't
I'll bet
wonderful?
It's really important.
It is. And the other thing is we encourage them to bring their support.
Mm-hmm.
It can be mother-in-law. It can be the child's father. So we encourage that for them to come.
Okay. How do they get involved with this? Do they just decide that it's a good idea for them? Does their provider recommend it? How do people generally, or how are people going to be connected to this?
Okay. Their provider will recommend it,
mm-hmm,
but then through outreach and just us being out in the community, if you know of anyone that's pregnant or think they may be pregnant, they can contact one of our clinics, and we will certainly get them started with the centering.
Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing and what I'm sure is correct is that there is so much more to it than just being pregnant and having a baby. There are so many things that go into a successful childbirth and child rearing.
Yes.
And you're really setting the stage for that, bringing mm-hmm up the child in the right way. And that infant mortality rate piece is so important. We've talked to other people in the medical community about this over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounds like something that is really, the whole concept, the whole practice of reducing that infant mortality rate is so important, and it sounds like you have thrown into it full bore. And I know it's a new program. Things going well so far?
Things are going well. You know, I look at it as a transition, but a good transition for the medical community,
mm-hmm,
and everyone involved, because our whole desire is to see outcome
mm-hmm
that is positive. We want to see healthy babies, and we want to see healthy moms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you say the graduation is going to be in May. So in by May. Then we'll have a whole different perspective on it. And it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
I think
Keep
so.
Keep our fingers crossed. Deborah Walker is our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Deborah is a community health worker who does outreach for the Family Circle of Care, based in Tyler with three clinics, also clinics in Jacksonville and Athens. Phone number is 903-535-9041, and the person who answers the phone will direct you from there. And then the website, tfcctmfhs.info. The other new program we want to showcase today is your car seat safety class.
Oh, yeah. That's going very well. We have classes once a month on the second Tuesday and the second Wednesday of each month. Our classes are from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, we encourage you to call and register for those classes. Now, the class is for 1 hour. You will come and learn car seat safety for your child, demonstrate that you can safely put the child in the seat, and you get a free car seat after you finish the same day.
Okay.
Okay. On Tuesdays, we have our English class, and on Wednesdays, we have our Spanish-speaking classes.
Okay. I don't know if we mentioned where these classes are held. The Centering Pregnancy and also the Car Seat Safety classes.
Yes.
Where are those held?
Okay. The Centering Pregnancy class is held on East Houston, which is next to the clinic.
Uh-huh.
And then the car seat safety classes are on North Broadway, at the clinic on North Broadway.
Okay, and anybody can just sign up and register for the car seat safety
classes,
They
need classes, to call
right?
and register, because they have a class limit of 5.
Okay.
Okay.
That's an interesting number. Does it work better with that small a group?
Yes, because you will be going out to the cars, and, the trainer will have to make sure that you do know how to safely, so, for 1 hour.
In the news, we all too often talk about accidents, too often fatal accidents, and one of the things that the law enforcement agencies typically mention is whether people were buckled in, whether kids were in
car safety seats,
and that in itself sounds like a good enough reason for you to have this kind of a class. Is this a real problem in East Texas, something that people really need to be more educated about?
I believe so, because as we get more young, well, not so much young, but new mothers and new dads, and I can speak for even grandparents, that may be transporting the grandchildren. We all need to know how to safely put those seats in, make sure they're secure, and that your child is buckled in safely.
Okay.
And we did, we have taken a lot of our flyers to the substations in North Tyler, fire stations, WIC offices.
Mm-hmm. Women with Infants and Children, another agency that you partner with.
We have flyers put out.
Oh, okay. All righty. I want to get into some of the specific services that you offer in a little bit more detail. And let's start with family medicine. And if anybody who's listening today wants to review these for himself or for herself, it's all on the website. And that website, again, is tfcc.tmfhs.info. Under family medicine, though, medical services. And, you told us earlier about what a broad range of services you offer. I look at that website, and I look at these bullet points, and I am struck by the many different things that you do. But medical care for both children and adults, newborn care, well child visits and or immunizations, annual physicals, well woman exams, preventive medicine counseling. Prevention, let's just talk about that for a minute. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, the
That's
old saying
it.
Goes.
Yeah.
And that just is something that you really try to emphasize with Family Circle of Care. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have two doctors in our family medicine. And I would encourage you, especially now during the flu season, to get taken care of.
I got my flu shot.
You did? I got mine, too.
Listen up, folks. It's important. It'll keep you, at least there's a very good chance it'll keep you from getting the flu.
Yes.
Sports, school, and camp physicals. We know how involved people are in camps, mostly summer camps, and sports activities around East Texas. Got to keep those athletes in good shape.
Yes.
Yeah, routine developmental hearing and vision screening, lab work and screenings, behavioral health. We have talked with other people, some of the mental health agencies and behavioral health agencies around East Texas about the importance of that. And that's another area that's really important. When we talk about mental health, let's just talk about that for a minute. The stigma is what we hear so much about. Mm-hmm. And I know that the people at Family Circle of Care are familiar with the importance of dealing with mental and behavioral health issues and removing that stigma as much as anyone else in the community.
Yeah. Yes. And it's sad that stigma is there. We have a licensed counselor at the Houston Clinic that is on our staff, and I believe, let me stop that.
You have a licensed counselor on your staff, and basically what we're trying to get.
And we have two social workers.
A licensed counselor and two social workers.
Yes.
And they pretty much take care of that piece of it for you, the mental and behavioral health piece. Okay. It's good to know that, and it's another way of getting across that you partner with so many agencies around the community. Let's talk about that for a minute. People have the Family Circle of Care. And they have, for example, Bethesda Health Clinic, another agency that deals largely with the underserved population. There are providers all over East Texas, several different medical facilities. As I understand it, your job is not to say, don't go to them, come to us. That is not what you want to do.
No, not at all.
But tell us a little bit about why somebody might specifically choose to work with Family Circle of Care.
Well, I believe that you would want to come to our clinic because we have so many services in that one area. Not to say that we don't refer out, because we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do referrals. And the quality of care that we have and the compassion that I have seen the 6 months that I've been at Family Circle is that everyone is very compassionate and willing to go beyond what is required of them to help someone in need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that's why.
Mm-hmm. But beyond that, it's their choice. And you might even refer somebody to another clinic if you think that clinic can meet that person's needs.
Oh, yeah.
Partnerships are so important. And I know on your website there is a tab where people can go and look at your community partners,
mm-hmm.
and the patient or the client, if you will, is what's important, not where they go or what they do, but each individual and each family needs to get the best medical care they can possibly get.
Yes, and a lot of times we will follow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're referred somewhere else, it's follow up, you know. How was the service? Did we meet your needs?
Uh-huh.
You know? And what else can we do to help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is so important. Talking to Deborah Walker with Family Circle of Care, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Let's review. Family Circle of Care is based in Tyler. You have the Family Practice Women's Services Clinic with an emphasis on OBGYN, 928 North Glenwood, next to Fun Forest Park. Family Circle of Care Pediatrics on North Broadway, which is near Waldert Park. And then the Family Circle of Care Pediatrics at 214 East Houston Street. So those three are in Tyler. Then there are also general clinics in Jacksonville and in Athens. You can find out more about any or all of this by calling 903-535-9041. And also check that website, tfcc.tmfhs.info. Going a little bit more down the list, support services, bilingual services and education. We talked about bilingual a little bit earlier. And your services, you pretty much cover the waterfront as far as bilingual. Anything and everything you offer is done in a bilingual format.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Case management, financial counseling. Let's get into that a little bit, because we haven't talked about payment. And let's talk about payment and then just kind of circle back around to the financial counseling piece, because you won't turn anybody away. On the website, it says payment is requested at time of service, but you have people who are just simply not able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody falls into that category, I know you work with them. How does that work exactly?
Yes, once they fill out their paperwork at registration. If it is noted that they just cannot pay anything, then they will meet with the social worker. Mm-hmm. And from there, we will begin to work out a plan.
Okay. So
nobody. They will be seen.
Mm-hmm. Nobody gets turned away. And you accept all types of insurance, Medicare, Medicaid,
and
just regular insurance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I talked about financial counseling on reflection. Does that also mean counseling with just general finances? You help people who need assistance with
work? If they need assistance with, let's say, transportation, or if they need housing, this is what our social worker will do.
Okay. Are there any money management classes or anything like that? Or I'm not sure if that falls under the auspices of financial counseling or not, but obviously it dovetails with everything else we're talking about.
I'm sure the social worker would know who to contact to get that person into.
Yeah. And that, again, is where the partnerships come in, and you're just constant connection with other areas of the community.
Yes.
Medicaid and financial assistance eligibility screening, nutrition services in clinic for all clinics, and we know the importance of nutrition. You covered that as well. That really falls under the auspices of the preventive care, doesn't it?
Yes, and even in our centering pregnancy, they have one of their sessions where they talk about nutrition.
Community referral services, healthcare provider consultation, school and community agency consultation. You mentioned several different agencies, just three of them. And we're just talking about family medicine here. I don't even know if we're going to have time to get into pediatric services or the other services in a lot of detail. But we've covered a lot of that ground already just because so much of it just kind of is interconnected. East Texas Crisis Center, PATH, WIC Nutritional Services, just three examples right there. We mentioned Bethesda earlier. Mm-hmm. You pretty much partner with everybody who is about the same types of things that you're about, just really trying to create a whole person and give people the best care that they can get.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, as far as our outreach, I want to say that we are with First Baptist downtown on every first Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
So if anyone just wants to stop by a table at First Baptist, we will be there every first Tuesday of the month.
All righty. Again, we've been talking about family medicine, and it's probably good that we focused on family medicine for the part of the show where we go into more detail about what you do, because family, that encompasses everybody.
Yes.
You also do, again, offer pediatric services, women's services, and a lot of what we've already discussed is going to be done under those auspices as well. I like that word, auspices. I keep using it. I think that this is going to be the auspices show of the year for InFocus. But it really seems to fit. I'm looking at the list of some of the other agencies you partner with. The Literacy Council, again, we mentioned the Northeast Texas Public Health District, the Andrews Center, important there because of the behavioral health piece, Salvation Army, and under social services, you can get there's a whole lot on there. Community resources, counseling resources, application assistance for Medicaid, Medicare, Marketplace Insurance, Healthy Texas Women, SSI, SSDI, the list just goes on and on and on. Anything and everything. You mentioned transportation. That's listed on there as well. And we're talking about some of the things that are just on the website as far as the services you offer. Diabetes, cardiovascular education, GED literature and resources. That would be where the Literacy Council would come in. Is there anything you don't do?
No, but we work very closely with Ethan also.
East Texas Human Needs Network. And for those of you who for some reason don't know what that is, we did a show on that not too long ago with their head honcho, if you will, Christina Folsom.
Yes, yes.
And that's
just
a networking operation that brings different types of human needs agencies together to improve the overall product for Tyler, Smith County, and really all of East Texas. So it's important that you mentioned East Texas Human Needs Network as well. We're getting down close to the end of the show. We're still visiting with Deborah Walker with the Family Circle of Care. Again, 903-535-9041 is the phone number. Website is tfcc.tmfhs.info. And we'll run down the clinics for you once again. There are five of them to pick from, depending on where you live and what your needs are. Family Practice and Women's Services on North Glenwood, near next to Fun Forest Park. Family Circle of Care Pediatrics, two locations at 2990 North Broadway and also 214 East Houston. And in Jacksonville, General Clinics at 510 East Commerce in Jacksonville and at 1001 North Palestine Street in Athens. So all around East Texas, and I know you're just going to continue to expand and grow and continue to provide for the best possible health care you can. Deborah, we're out of time for this show today, but it has been a pleasure visiting with you. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing.
Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. All the different things that the Family Circle of Care offers around East Texas. Mm-hmm. That's our show for this week. I'm John Sims, Deborah Walker from Family Circle of Care, our guest. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.